Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 54th episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of December 10th. What follows are seven quotations that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference, while on the video version, you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. December 10th. If it is true that all our enjoyment of images, without remainder, can be explained in terms of infantile sexuality, then I confess our literary judgments are in ruins. But I do not believe it is true. From Psychoanalysis and Literary Criticism, an essay in Selected Literary Essays. This book was published on December 4, 1969. December 11th. Every story of conversion is a story of a blessed defeat. From Ford to Smoke on the Mountain, a book by Joy Davidman. Also available in A Mind Awake, published in the U.S. on December 3, 1969. December 12th. We must be taught that this tent is not home. And by Jove, how terrible it would be if all suffering, including death itself, were optional, so that only a few voluntary aesthetics ever attempted to achieve the end for which we are created. From A Letter to Warfield M. Firewer, dated December 5, 1949. Available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2. December 13th. Allegory frustrates itself the moment the author starts doing what could equally well be done in a straight sermon or treatise. It is a valid form only so long as it is doing what cannot be done at all or done so well in any other way. From The Vision of John Bunyan, an essay in Selected Literary Essays. First published in The Listener on December 13, 1962. December 14th. A thing may be morally neutral, and yet the desire for that thing may be dangerous. From The Inner Ring, an essay in The Weight of Glory. A talk given on December 14, 1944. December 15th. Indeed, insofar as the things unseen are manifested by the things seen, one might from one point of view call the whole material universe an allegory. The truth is, allegory is one of those words which needs defining in each context where one uses it. From A Letter to Father Peter Millwort, dated December 10, 1956. Available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. December 16th. Of all passions, the passion for the inner ring is most skillful in making a man who is not yet a very bad man do very bad things. From The Inner Ring, an essay in The Weight of Glory, a talk given on December 14, 1944. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoy the quotation shared this week, and that you will check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotations and the ideas C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. If you want to see a video version of the weekly quotes, then visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. There's a link in the show notes. As you may know, I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Most Quotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotations one should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcast and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, When you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic, where you can submit questions. There is a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as the site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On my website, you can find a weekly article with the quotations, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all this, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes. Thank you.